You're okay?
Yes, I'm fine. How about you?
I'm okay anywhere, but will you be okay like that for
yes.
a while?
Yes, I will.
All right, yes, sir.
In a Camarillo home, a young man has set up a video camera to do an interview with a longtime Ventura County resident. Some people know James Bergstrom from his decades as a local corporate executive. But what most people don't know, even some neighbors, is that Bergstrom was an Army engineer who won a Bronze Star for Valor during World War II.
We were under artillery fire, mortar fire, machine gun fire, rifle fire, the works. And as a consequence, we lost half of our squad that first night, wounded and killed.
The now 93-year-old Camarillo man is telling the story of how he won the medal during his first combat experience during a battle with German forces on the Saur River in February of 1945. Bergstrom is being interviewed by Risha Sharma, an 18-year-old Agoura Hills resident who's a one-man crusade to chronicle the stories of World War II veterans.
I really feel like these guys are my kindred spirits, and their stories aren't being told, and they went through so much that they should at least be able to tell one person what they had to go through and have them relate to it and pass that knowledge on. It's like, I guess you could call it like the torch of wisdom between generations. These guys are dying out. If I'm lucky enough that my life overlapped with some of their lives, I should be doing everything in my ability to try to gain that knowledge from them. They're not always going to be there.
For nearly a year and a half, Sharma has been interviewing World War II veterans living on the Central and South Coast, in fact, between here all the way south to San Diego. He's interviewed close to 100, but with age catching up to the veterans, he feels like he's racing the calendar.
650 World War II veterans die every day. I'm upset that I'm not able to do more. What really gets me is that we have all this technology, and we use it for the most frivolous things when we could actually be using our phones, our cameras to document real people who had to go through the most horrendous war that the world has ever seen.
Why is this young man, who just graduated from high school, so passionate about the project he's in effect made it his job for the next few years?
They aren't just blurbs on the History Channel. These are real human beings who grew up in the Depression, witnessed the attack on Pearl Harbor, saw the country come together in a really good versus evil kind of fight. And these are the same guys who saw their best friends die in their hands, who endured multiple years of this, not even knowing if the next day is going to be their last. They've given us all so much, and we should all be so thankful, but they've just been treated, you know, as old people. I would be very surprised if my peers could tell me when World War II was, let alone the reasons it was fought.
Sharma spends 4 to 6 hours with each of the veterans and then gives them a DVD of the interview to keep as a memento, one that can be shared with their families. He's created a website, heroesofthesecondworldwar.org, which has highlights of some of the interviews. He's used his savings to fund the nonprofit project and launched a GoFundMe campaign to keep it going, with the goal of eventually adding the videos to the National World War II Museum's archives. With most of the still surviving veterans in their 90s, he believes it's important to capture their stories while they're still here to share them.
A lot of these guys are happy that they have an opportunity to talk about it. And a lot of the time, things that they've never shared before with anyone get shared with me. These guys don't talk to their families about it. I mean, why would you want to share the most horrendous years of your life with the people that you love? And I know from doing all these interviews that because I'm a perfect stranger almost, I'm allowed to be that outlet for these guys. It's only after someone dies is when people realize, wow, I wish I spoke to Grandpa. I wish I had written down what he said. Wow, I wish I spoke to my elderly neighbor.
Sharma says he's hoping to raise awareness about the veterans and what they did for us through a road trip he's currently planning. He's going to visit and interview the 6 still living winners of the U.S. military's highest honor for courage in combat, the Congressional Medal of Honor. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.